Time to talk some Red Sox, and to do that, we turn to Jen McCaffrey of The Athletic. Jen, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing pretty well, thank you. Not a great weekend for the Red Sox, though. Swept by the Yankees, at least. Well, some good news. The bats finally got going yesterday, but, oh, boy, that pitching continues to be a problem.
Yeah, you know, I think it's something that we anticipated ahead of the season. They don't really have much depth, and a lot of the guys, you know, that they have there don't have much experience. So sort of a recipe for disaster, and you're kind of seeing the results right now play out.
I would say, and I'm no manager, but I don't think anybody in the American League ought to think about pitching to Aaron Judge anytime soon.
Yeah, he had a great weekend, you know, and I think he was just named American League Player of the Week. So, I mean, that kind of, that bears out just, you know, knowing those 6 home runs in 5 games, I think it was. He's someone you definitely want to try to pitch around.
The good news is, as we mentioned, that offense got going a little bit yesterday. Good to see the 4-hit effort from Xander Bogaerts, and we assumed that would happen. The offense has certainly got some talent there. There have been some lineup changes. What's Ron Renicke looking for as he shuffles the lineup?
I think he's just trying to get something started. You know, obviously there's a kind of a sprint here with the number of games they've been playing. So he's been pretty strict in terms of what he wants to do in terms of resting guys, but at the same time, knowing that, you know, there's only a certain number, you know, shortened season here and a certain number of games that they're going to be able to be in contention for, and that number's coming up quick. They're already, you know, 10 games into the season or so, and not looking good. So in terms of the lineup, I mean, they need to be able to carry this pitching staff because the team just isn't good enough. It doesn't look like many good things will be coming out of this season for them.
And is there any help anywhere when it comes to pitching?
Not really, to be honest. I mean, you know, we heard over the weekend Eduardo Rodriguez is going to be out for the season. You know, I think at this point it's kind of an on to next year type thing, and they're just going to kind of play out the stretch here and maybe try to, you know, get some of the guys that are down in Pawtucket a few looks. You know, some of those guys like Tanner Houck and Brian Motta, maybe we'll get looks at some point in the next couple weeks, you know, when they're officially out of it, because it seems like that's kind of the direction they're heading. And maybe that's the way they go. But I don't think that they're going to be trading for anybody to compete this season, maybe for the future. This is sort of a rebuild and reset year, it looks like.
And was that the charge given to Heim Bloom to do, in a sense, what he did with Tampa Bay and find some of these guys who've been cast aside by other teams and hope maybe if you run enough of them through that you can get a couple who stick and you find some lightning in a bottle?
Yeah, I think that's what they were hoping for with a lot of these guys. And, you know, so far it hasn't worked out. And maybe it will, you know, but like I said, this is such a short season that they can't really afford to give guys too much leeway to work things out just because there's not that much time. And you know, the more games that keep piling off loss-wise, the farther back you are, and there's not as much time to make up these losses. So I think, you know, that was the plan going in, was to try to, you know, sign a bunch of these guys as sort of low risk, hopefully high reward, and so far the reward hasn't been too high for them.
We're talking with Jen McCaffrey here on Downtown. The Eduardo Rodriguez story, I would have to think, would be awfully scary for guys to look at a pitcher 27 years old, top of his game, in presumably great physical shape, and to see that he's out for the season and some question marks, I think, about his future as well.
Yeah, I mean, they say that, you know, that he's expected to make a full recovery, and you know, obviously it is a scary thing, but that there just wasn't, they didn't want to push him, and there wasn't enough time, again, in this shortened season to ramp him back up. If this had been a 162-game season, a lot would be different, but they might have also, you know, had more time to take things slowly, and because they can't take things slowly, they just decided it wasn't worth it to push him to get back. The expectation is that he'll make a full recovery because he is a young, healthy person. But this is one of the scary side effects, you know, of any virus, but of this virus in particular. And it's, you know, something that we haven't seen too much of across baseball in terms of guys contracting this myocarditis. But at the same time, it's obviously something that can happen, and you know, teams are, I'm sure, aware of it and you know, that's on their radar as well.
One of the few bright spots early on has been the hitting of Christian Vasquez, and that's a good sign because it appears that the power that he showed last year, and it's a small sample size this season, but does not seem that that was a fluke last year.
Yeah, you know, that is one of the positives we've seen so far, is you want to see guys try to carry over good seasons from last year, and it looks like so far that Vasquez has been able to, and obviously he's had a lot on his plate with all these new pitchers too, and a couple new catchers in the organization catching them up, so he's had a lot kind of going on, and to be able to still, you know, be hitting the way he has been and sort of, you know, putting the team on his back through the first week or so has been impressive to see from him.
I've always appreciated his work when he was on other teams. Kevin Pillar, just one of those guys that slips under the radar, but he's just a pro and gets it done both offensively and defensively. It would have been fun to see him over the course of a full season.
Yeah, he seems like he fits in well here, and just in terms of what they, you know, the mix that they have in the outfield, and especially with Renicky, you know, as I mentioned earlier, trying to give guys days off and rotate guys through to keep everybody fresh, and he's been good in that sense, and giving the team a boost a little bit offensively as well, and obviously, you know, the defense speaks for itself and what he's been able to do out there. So I think that you know, that was kind of a, they liked him when they signed him, but he's been even, I think, better than they anticipated too.
Is anybody, Jen, in this short season playing for either their job next year or to solidify a role for next year?
It's, you know, it's so hard to say with everything that's going on this season. I think, you know, you've got guys like Jackie Bradley Jr. and Brandon Workman that are going to be free agents this winter. So that obviously, is an interesting year for them to be heading into a winter like this. We have no idea what the market's going to be like, or if the Red Sox will want to sign them again or not. You know, this could be the end of Jackie Bradley's, you know, tenure in Boston. And so those guys, I think, have a little bit of a kind of an interesting, you know, path over these next few weeks or months, depending on how long the season even lasts. We're not, you know, sure if this is even going to be able to be played the full 60 games here. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of moving parts here. And I think, you know, come opening day 2021, this team is going to look a lot different. There's going to be a lot of different pitchers in the rotation too. I mean, you know, there's going to be a lot of guys in the bullpen that aren't going to be here, or that won't be there in the future, that are here now. So, yeah, I think it's just, you know, you're looking at kind of an in-between team right now, and I think it'll be a lot different at this point next year.
And you bring up a good point about the season. We had 20% of the teams that couldn't play over the weekend. The Cardinals are still in limbo, not knowing when they'll be able to get back out there. What's the confidence level around the Red Sox that they can see this thing through and even get 60 games in?
Yeah, anytime we've asked someone that question about, you know, confidence level, they're very uncertain. I think everybody's uncertain just because the virus is so unpredictable. And, you know, the Red Sox are trying their best to stay healthy, but even if, you know, they're doing their best, you know, other teams obviously haven't been. So, and you can't play in a one-team league. So, you know, despite the Red Sox not being, you know, overly affected by this, outside of, you know, what happened to Eduardo Rodriguez, not having a massive team-wide outbreak, they still might, you know, see their season cut short, see baseball see its season cut short, because a handful of other teams, you know, have to be shut down, and that'll affect, you know, trickle-down effect to everything else. So I think everyone is just sort of kind of proceeding cautiously, if you will, on all fronts, but really just in terms of optimism for an entire season to get fit in here, just because we don't really know what the future holds with in regards to that.
Well, that says it all right there. Interesting times indeed. Jen McCaffrey covers the Red Sox for The Athletic. Jen, thanks so much for being with us this afternoon. Stay safe, and we'll talk with you again soon.
All right, you too. Thanks, guys.
Jen McCaffrey on Downtown.